BJ Armstead is passionate about athletics and mental health. He has dedicated his time to helping athletes facing mental health challenges, both on and off the field, as the founder of the nonprofit Apollo Sports Counseling. Armstead, who is also a graduate student in the School of Social Work at the University of Georgia, joins us to talk about the mental health of young athletes today. Welcome to Athens News Matters. To begin with, what led you to start Apollo Sports Counseling?
Well, I wanted to make a change in terms of helping young athletes and helping athletes in general, sort of having them understand the difference between who they are and what they do. I think many times we mix the two, but what happens when we mix the two is we place our value as a person based off of our performance on the field. And I wanted to make sure that I highlighted that as well as provided an outlet emotionally for athletes.
And mental health challenges can show up in so many ways. What sort of challenges do you see most commonly among athletes?
Many times it's an anxiety piece. I see a lot of pressure being put on these young athletes, and I see them having to perform no matter what. I think a perfect definition of pressure as far as athletics is concerned is being able to mess up and not being afraid of that after effect of messing up. And I think that there's also a bit of depression there as a result of what happens on the field or on the court. I think there's a stress component there as well. Many athletes are stressed.
In addition to counseling young athletes, you also offer sessions to coaches. Why do you think it's important to counsel coaches, and what impact do these coaches have on the mental health of individual team members?
Yes, I think coaches are important, extremely important. When you talk about the athlete and the team as a whole, though I may be working with a specific athlete or team, that athlete or team will always revert back to that coach as the leader of the team. So coaches are, in my opinion, one of the best people to have conversations with, because then they could carry on the information to parents and to players to impact that athlete's thought pattern in regards to sports and anxiety, depression, trauma, stress.
Do you think coaches are sort of a front line or first line for athletes to see if they're having those issues, to help kind of guide them?
I think it is coaches. I think it is a bit of parents as well. I think many times the athletes are going to revert back to what happens at home, and that can have an effect on their performance on the field or on the court.
Have you found that sometimes athletes don't think about seeking counseling? They just kind of suffer in silence because they're just so used to performing?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I think many times athletes' identity is wrapped up into what they do. In essence, we'll take a point guard, for example. If their friends are wrapped up into what they do, or their friends or people in general look at them based off of how they play basketball, so it makes it more difficult for the athlete to not be judged based off of what they do.
Right. And finally, do you have any tips or suggestions athletes can use in their daily lives when they might be feeling anxious, depressed, or stressed?
Absolutely. Many times I will tell athletes to find out what it is that you like doing outside of your sport, and then get friends who enjoy that same thing, because that allows them to sort of have a release and not always think about their sport 24/7, but still do something that they love doing and that keeps them smiling. I think going forward, though, being able to slow life down. I think many times athletes go 100 miles per hour in life because everybody's always chasing to be the best. It is about slowing life down sometimes and breathing. I think my biggest message to all athletes is just make sure that you don't forget that you are a person. Many times we base, you know, I keep saying this, but it's the number one thing that I see. A lot of times we base your value as a person off of how many yards you had this past season, or what your free throw percentage was, how many assists you average, right? These things are literally taking over your value as a person. And you have to understand that you are not a point guard. You are not a shortstop. You are just a person who enjoys playing baseball or enjoys playing basketball. So be conscious of separating the two.
Thank you so much for sharing your perspective with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
BJ Armstead is a graduate student at UGA and the founder of Apollo Sports Counseling.